Hi, my name is Sherilyn Rompf, and I am Margaret Rompf's mom. Margaret was in a car accident in January 2nd, 2009, and was paralyzed from the neck down, and she was airlifted to Women and Children's Hospital, where we were given the miracle of having her for 10 more years.
You've been gone, I've had to find different ways to grieve. There's days that I don't even want it on my mind, but tonight I'm weak.
We had lots of close calls. We almost lost her in December 2018. Through the care of the doctors and nurses, we were able to bring her home the week before Christmas and start a new year with her. We looked at it as a miracle, which was one more day that we would have her and cherish her and hug her and kiss her.
Yeah, I know you're in a better place, and one day I'll see you again. But it's killing me, we can't be face to face. I miss my best friend.
In April of 2019, she started to get sick and have some issues. We took her to the hospital to get a chest x-ray. They said she had pneumonia, and they transported her to Women and Children's Hospital once again. And we were there to get IV antibiotics and go home. Unfortunately, we lost her 3 days later.
So I'm gonna pull out pictures, ones with you in them, laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning.
The hospital staff was amazing. They treated her with such dignity, even though she wasn't aware of what was going on. They gave our family so much time. They helped us with whatever we needed. They gave us our privacy when we needed it. They did things with her that gave us memories to be able to carry those with us the rest of our life, even though we didn't have her. I'm not sure how we would have made it without the staff there.
I know it's a part of life, but I wasn't ready to say goodbye.
We are going on 9 months since Margaret passed, and we still get things from the hospital. They still reach out to us. We've even just gotten cards that they're thinking of us. And one of my favorites I got is they were going through some things and found a button of Margaret when she was 5 years old from one of the Walmart Children's Miracle Network things we were doing when she was just little. And they could have, you know, easily just gotten rid of it. Instead, they've thought of us and sent it to us and gave us more pieces of our daughter.
Taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning.
We were just blessed to have her another 10 years because of all the care that they got there, and I can't imagine taking any child to any other hospital other than Women and Children's in Columbia, because they really do care about your kids. And not only do they care about your kids, they care about the parents as well. And for that, we'll always be thankful, and always be thankful for Women and Children's Hospital and things that they do for other kids and other families. Even though we miss her so much, that's the one thing we still say is, one more kiss until I see you again.